While Governor Andrew Cuomo touts his business-boosting, tax-free New York proposal, the state's farmers are thirsting for relief. New York farmers pay $38.41 per acre in property taxes. That, according to Farm Credit East, that is the second highest rate in the country. New York Farm Bureau President Dean Norton explains the increases in land values.
We're going through a very competitive time in agriculture, when you look at the price of our commodities, corn and soybeans and other things, the price that has gone up and the price that the farmers are paying, they're making more money and there's more competition for any available land. So that is driving the prices of real estate up. And the price per acre, I can remember 10 years ago, you could get good farmland in New York for around $1,000 an acre. And I know that just in the last month, that some farms have sold upwards of $6,000 and close to $7,000 an acre. But when you compare that to the Midwest, where they're paying $13,000 to $14,000 an acre, and you see what they're paying in property taxes versus us, you see the inequity.
The Farm Bureau is pushing for a 2% per year cap on agricultural land assessments, which have routinely hit the existing 10% cap. A 2% cap on residential property taxes by municipalities was passed in 2011 after years of effort, primarily by Senate Republicans. Last Thursday, the bill to establish the agricultural property cap passed through the GOP-controlled Senate unanimously and passed out of the Assembly Agricultural Committee on Tuesday. Lori Griffin and her husband own Saratoga Sod in Saratoga County.
You know, going from a 10% cap to a 2%, at least it gives us a sense of where we can plan. Not only taxes on my operation run about 11% of my total gross, and as if that keeps going up, you know, not only fuel, but now we're faced with another one of my large bills is labor, and as we get a minimum wage increase, and all these things are just parts of the puzzle, but they are real parts of our daily operation. So I think this is a great step.
There is optimism that the bill lowering the cap on farmland assessment increases approved in the state Senate will pass in the Assembly before the end of season. Farm Bureau President Dean Norton is confident legislative relief for farmers is near.
I know we've had conversations with the governor on this during the budget negotiations. So I would expect if we could get this through the Assembly that we would see a positive outcome from the governor's hand as well.
Norton points out that the Farm Bureau is thinking ahead, advocating for the establishment of a working group consisting of stakeholders and experts to address the long-term problem of agricultural assessment valuation. Eric Ooms is a dairy farmer based in Kinderhook.
It's going to be a problem down the road. I have nieces and nephews that are in their teens that are looking to come back. My kids are still 4 and 5 years old. And I just want to be able to pass along a business that is sustainable.
There's a chart comparing property taxes paid by New York farmers with farmers in other states on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.